Alright, bonjour mes amis, comment ça va? Ah, ce matin, un jeudi matin, c'est fraîche de yon, mais c'est pas mauvais du tout. Octobre 28, 2021, c'est Mike et Mark avec vous autres ce matin, sous la tasse de café. Je souhaite tout est bon avec vous autres. Je souhaite vous autres pour nous donner un phone call, on aimerait parler avec vous autres, et après, on sera ici, ça sera 9h ce matin, ça fait... Allons parler de toutes sortes de bonnes affaires qu'ils autres vont brasser. Peut-être pour Halloween, trick-or-treat, des affaires comme ça, mais toujours bien. Donnez-nous autres un phone call à 363-2124, all right? Notre sponsor qui fait notre programme possible ce matin, c'est Borderlands Home Furnishings, Pizza Shack, Epic Insurance, Lions Market, Robert Perron Plumbing, Villeplat Transmission, Bearwood Furniture Center, Miles Briley Agency, Prairie Run Rice, Lakeview Park, Lakeview Park and Beach, Perry Pete Ford, H2O Pools and Supplies, Allen's Barbershop, Epi Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. C'est ça qui fait notre programme possible ce matin. Ça fait donner les autres un phone call, comme je dis, Mark et Mike, ça me parle avec vous autres. All right, Mark, bonjour mon ami, comment ça va?
L'affaire est bonne pour un jeudi matin. And this is Mark sitting in for Charlie, and Mike is doing what he's doing on Thursday morning. And get well soon, Charlie. We still miss you over here at KVPI.
There you go.
L'affaire est tout bon, Mike.
C'est tout bon, Mark. T'as pas oublié ton capot this matin, hein?
It was a little cool. It felt good.
It felt real good. I went out in the patio early this morning, and it was great. I really enjoyed that. So.
And we're talking about temperatures down in the 40s by the weekend. It's going to feel like the fall, just in time for trick-or-treat.
You better believe it. Speaking of that, tonight, they got some trick-or-treat going on, I believe, around the city, huh?
Yes.
Around the block, the rock the block.
Block. So bring the kids, bring the grandkids, and sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce and Hundredfold and Acosta Foundation. A lot of businesses and groups that are participating in that rock the block. So... it's going to be a lot of fun for the kids.
I got a call from Robert Perron yesterday who told me that the fire department, as you go around the block, you know, you can maybe cut across, but he said to go around in front of old fire station because they will be giving candy at the fire station also.
So, all right.
So make the complete blocks, what he's telling
Fantastic.
Me.
Fantastic. So. And Mike, not mot du jour, our French word of the day, poultry house. Yeah. How would you say the poultry house en français?
Poultry house? Un cabane de poule?
You're close.
Maison de poule?
You're close.
Oh.
But it's one word, and poulailler.
Poulailler, I've heard that.
I'm sure you've heard that before.
Yeah.
Poulailler, that's where the chicken stays.
And poulailler.
The poultry house and poulailler.
Personne faut know avec des poulaillers.
Oh, you talk about.
Well, good. Anyway, 363-2124, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. Mike and Mark with you this morning until 9 o'clock.
Got one extra French word, Mike.
Okay.
And it's very apropos for this time of the year, La Toussaint.
La Toussaint.
You should know that.
Well, I know
every good Catholic should know what La Toussaint
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, that's when you go to the cemetery.
Yes, yes, it's called
All Saints Day.
All Saints Day, La Toussaint.
Yeah.
And my question for everyone, you know, it's been a tradition as long as I've been around, Mike, and I'm sure you too. How long, and the tradition of whitewashing and cleaning the tombs, is that just down here in South Louisiana, or is it done in other parishes, or is it just here in Evangeline? I'm just wondering how far out this tradition of remembering our ancestors and cleaning the tombs during All Saints Day, is it widespread, is it nationwide, or is it just down here in Cajun country?
That's a good question. I would think around the Cajun area in Louisiana, probably what we do, but a lot of places is probably all marble. I don't know how that works, Mark. When we went to Washington, D.C., we walked around different areas, but I think it was mostly marble what I saw, but of course...
Our tradition here is that we always clean up the tombs of our families and put fresh flowers... and it's just been a tradition that's been going on for many, many years for All Saints Day. So I'm just wondering if people have memories about that or if it's done in other parishes around here or in other states. I know we have people from other states that listen to us, so maybe they can tell us if the tradition of All Saints Day as far as the cleaning of the tombs goes on in the other areas,
yeah,
Mike.
That would be great. I'd like to know that. So y'all can give us a call, 363-2124. And we would, and that's our question. I think we got an early morning call, Mark. Okay. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning, man.
No, man, look who's there. What's going on, buddy? How are
Cadillac
you?
Cadillac man.
I was just checking in to see if y'all still a kicking over there.
We still a kicking, my friend. How about you? Where you at today?
Well, I'm still over here in Hernando, Mississippi, but the good Lord's willing, we're going to be leaving there after a while. So.
Okay. Y'all heading where? Heading back home, or where y'all headed?
Yeah, we're gonna have to go home and check on our wives for a few days.
There you go.
Get
you
see, some they're good, still home.
Some good home cooking, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and then make sure they're still around.
Yeah, you never know, huh?
Man, yeah. Getting cold now, you know.
Yeah, you're right, it is. How's it over there? The weather's good over there?
Oh, it's 56 over here.
Yeah.
Morning.
Well, we got, what do we got, Mark? Something like that this morning over here, huh? 50-something degrees, maybe?
Right. Is it 57? 57.
Yeah, 57 degrees over here, so it's good.
Huh? Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, it's doing good.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about the Grays a few years back. Mr. Jesse Elliott rounded up, had an announcement that they was going to have a cleaning at the graveyard. So, they say in the old days, that's how they did. They did that to keep everything coordinated, looking good. So, but I think we need to get back into the practice of doing that. So,
yeah. I agree with you. And you know what? Probably everybody would pitch in to help each other out too. I would imagine at that time, huh?
Sure, they would clean that thing up, spick and span, make everything look nice.
So. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. Right. Well, y'all have a good day and take care.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much for calling. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. Cadillac man calling in, checking with us this morning, Mark.
From Mississippi, Mike.
Mississippi, that's where he's at this morning, heading back home, he said, get some homemade cooking.
All right. Home cooking. One place said that the Cadillac man can go get that home cooking and all the preparations is for one of our good sponsors, Mike. And that's for Mr. Marvin Lyons and all the good folks over at Lyons Market. T'es tout invité pour venir et visiter avec Marvin et les bons mondes au Lions Market à Mamou et prendre avantage à les poules pour les gumbo. Great for gumbo, and we're going to have some gumbo weather, Mike. 99 sous la livre. Sirloin pork chop à 99 sous la livre. Les rôtis des épaules de bête à pas d'osseil, 3.99 sous la livre. Les côtes de cochon à 1.99 sous la livre. Les cuisses et les hanches de la jeune volaille à bag de 10 livres pour 4.99 sous. Le brochet de bête à pas d'osseil, beef brisket à 3.99 sous la livre. Les chevrettes, sea best, un paquet de 30 livres pour 19.99 sous. La crème à la glace, Blue Bunny, un paquet de 48 onces, 2.99 sous. Le café community, dont bag rouge, un bag de 12 onces, 3.99 sous. Le pop Coca-Cola, un 12 pack de canne, 3-12 pack pour seulement 12$. Et les patates anglaises, un bag de 5 livres, 2.29 sous. Et aussi, tu peux trouver le round steak de bête à pas d'osseil, 4.99 sous la livre. Et les écrevisses de la Louisiane, c'est bon, seafood Louisiana crawfish à 14.99 sous la livre. Happy Halloween à tous vous autres. Le message qui vient de M. Marvin et tout le bon monde au Lions Market sur la rue Poinciana à Mamou.
All right, bien merci, Mark. Et puis, on a un autre phone call. Et bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Comment ça va, Mike?
Bonjour, comment ça va, Monsieur Hill?
Hey, I tell you what, I really enjoyed my little visit yesterday morning with Mr. Earl and Mr. Miller.
Well, I'm sure they enjoyed having you too, and I know they enjoyed that Pampad Zoo. I know me and Mark sure did.
Oh, yes.
I hope they did. I hadn't seen Earl since he retired, you know?
Oh, wow. It's been a while, huh?
I got to know him pretty good. They had a fundraiser in Washington.
Uh-huh.
At the little Washington Park.
Yeah.
And I forgot who he was for, but anyhow, I went to help him. I knew the people that was doing it for this person.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed up there, and listen, he carried on over there. I'll tell you what, he made a lot of votes in Washington that day.
Oh, I bet, huh?
Because he was buying beer for almost everybody that came around him. And I'll tell you what, he's such a nice person, you know?
Real fine person.
And right. I've been knowing him for, how did Miller say that, since the Civil War?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
It's been knowing her.
It's been a while. You're right. Well, we enjoyed having them. We really did. Like Mark was saying, we could have gone an extra hour with them, having a good time.
Oh, so. Y'all could go all morning with him.
Yeah.
With those two, you know.
You're right.
And he could tell some stories if he wanted to, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, no doubt about it.
I'm certainly glad that I turned it on. I turn it on every morning, but sometimes I don't listen. You know, I just hear it.
You're doing something, yeah.
That when I heard that Earl was there and Miller, mm-hmm. I said, "Oh yeah," but let me rig up some Papa June.
All right, but you did the right thing.
I think Mark even tasted it.
Yeah,
how about that?
Mark did. Mark,
I did more than taste. I ate the whole piece of bread.
And it
didn't take long either.
Yeah. And that's not the weekend, Mark. You cheated there.
I cheated. I know.
That's all right.
I was guilty. I felt guilty the rest of the day, but it was a good guilt.
It was hump.
It was good. It was good going down.
It was hump. It was hump day, so he was coming down the hill towards the weekend.
All right, let me let y'all go. Somebody else probably wants to talk. Okay.
Thank you for calling here. We appreciate it. All right. Yeah, it was a good time yesterday. You know, I was talking earlier, Mark, when you were making the comments about the graveyard. We were talking earlier about the graveyards and pitching in. This is something that I ran across. Miss Elaine Savant printed this. And she said, actually, it's an old piece from the newspaper. It said this is from 1959. The first rice harvested in Ville Platte area and perhaps in the entire parish was combined on Mondays of land from Elridge Vidrine, Voorhees Thompson, and Burke Vidrine, just north here of Tate Cove Road. The three combines were used in doing their job in harvesting the rice, the Natto variety, and it was hauled to the Ville Platte rice dryer for storage. The three men are all members of the rice co-op, though combined one operation. In other words, they had their own operation, but they just helped each other out. And that's how people would do in those days.
They'd help each other out.
They'd all go help each other out when it was time to harvest and stuff. That's the way things were, huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's see if we got a call, Mark. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hello, Mr. Mike.
Good morning. How are you, Charles?
All right. How's Mr. Mark doing?
Doing good. And yourself, Charles?
I'm all right, but it's getting cold, huh?
Just right, buddy.
Yeah, it's feeling good. Finally, we got a little taste of fall.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Next month, I'll be 59.
You an old man, you.
Yeah. 59 years old on your birthday, huh?
All right.
November the 17th.
Good for you. Well, in case we forget, happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
So how's it going over there?
It's going good. It's early to tell. We're waiting on some phone calls, but, you know, so far so good. We got things to talk about, so we're going to make it work.
Uh-huh. Well, yesterday, one of my sisters drove up. It surprised me with a $20 bill.
Oh. That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, good for you, man. Good for you.
Yeah, and I got some pecans for you and Mr. Mike.
I saw you in the pecan thing in the orchard, and my wife and I passed in front of the hospital last week, and we saw you bending over there picking up some pecans. I said, "No, my guy, you live for real. Look where he's at him."
Yeah, I picked up a trash can full.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you.
I gave half of that to my sister, and they love pecans.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. All right, bud. Well, thank you for checking in with us, Charles, and we'll talk to some more, okay?
All right,
buddy.
See y'all later, Mr. Mike.
You bet. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Charles.
You want to do a spot or pick up a call?
Let's do another call.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Good morning. It's Camille.
Hi, Camille. Good morning.
I'm just calling about All Saints Day.
Okay, good.
It is actually celebrated all over the world.
Okay.
And for the Christian community, it is a day known as All Hallows Day or Halloween or Hallows, and it is where we observe the people who have followed Jesus, not necessarily that they are all saints, but that they are followers of Christ.
Okay.
And in the Eastern Orthodox Church, associated with Eastern Catholics, they observe that All Saints Day is on the first Sunday after Pentecost, not at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And in many parts of the world, people remember their dead not only by cleaning the graves, but in a lot of the sections of Mexico and those areas of the world, they'll bring, like if it's a child who died, their favorite toy to put on the grave.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Just like now we do, you know, the flag for a veteran.
Yeah.
But actually, in many parts of the world, if it's somebody who had a special talent or they were a special person, they will actually go to that cemetery on the eve of All Saints Day and celebrate. Sometimes they'll, like, tailgate. I'm going to use that. It's not really a tailgating,
right,
but because it's solemn.
Right.
They are having fun. It's a family affair, and people do, you know, remember. And that goes all the way back to way before times of the Roman history and all, when a lot of people then, you know, lost their lives for Christ. So that's kind of how it started.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow, okay.
Because it's always pretty since I'm little. You know, it's the only time you think the cemeteries are pretty. They all turn white, and there's all color flowers.
There you go.
So so the tradition of cleaning the tombs is more than just down here in South Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. It's truly worldwide. It truly is. But in each culture, they do it a little bit different. But for the Christian communities across the world, it's done on this last weekend of October, Halloween.
Uh-huh.
And then in the other places, it can come out to be another time, you know. It's interesting, they said, you know, persecuted Christians, well, they died for Christ. So then they also, they tried to get a day to pay tribute to them. And that goes way, way back.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Good to know that, Camille. Thank you for the info.
All right, y'all have a great one.
All right. Thank you, Camille. Appreciate your phone call. All right.
Okay, Mike, let's hear a message right now with you and the folks over at Bordelon's Furnishings.
Absolutely.
Come celebrate with us during our anniversary sale.
Come in and see our huge selection of lift chairs starting for only $5.99. In-stock rocker recliners starting at $2.99. A beautiful metal day bed with trundle for only $3.33.
And come see Dr. Koo to get a prescription for a brand new Tempur-Pedic mattress. He'll even deliver it for free and remove old bedding. And don't forget, take up to 12 months interest-free at Bordelon's of Crowley, Jennings, and Marksville.
The folks at Bordelon's Home Furnishings from all three locations would like to take this time to thank all their customers for your business. Visit us online at www.bordelonshome.com. Give us a call at 337-788-0054 or come into Bordelon's Home Furnishings in Crowley, Jennings, and Marksville.
All right, Massey and Mark, we have another call.
Yes, sir.
All right, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Mark? Mr. Mike?
Yes, Charles. Stephen. How you doing, Stephen?
Hey, I wanted to tell you, this morning I was watching Leave It to Beaver, and they play an episode of Beaver and Wally and his friends. They went to a park. They rode on some a ride called the Big Dipper. They had the fair the other day.
Uh-huh.
Rode on some big rides. Like at the fair, and it reminded me like what we had at the fair the other day.
The Big Dipper. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So you still watch Leave It to Beaver, huh? I watch it, too. I tape it sometimes.
I had to get me a new antenna the other day because my old antenna wasn't working no more.
Mm-hmm. All right. That works better for you now, I guess, huh?
Yeah. And, Mr. Mark, I wanted to ask you for... I didn't have time to request that a while ago. I tried to call you, but my phone wasn't catching. I'm still learning how to use this cell phone. I just got me a cell phone. I want to request Philadelphia Freedom for After All.
Can you call back, Stephen?
Call back after the show.
Yeah,
when we get off the air, there'll be someone right here, and you certainly could do that, Stephen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Call back.
Yeah.
Well, Deke is always busy when I call.
Well, we'll make sure we get that request in for you.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, Stephen, for calling.
Okay, pal.
Bye.
Thanks
all
for calling.
Right.
Bye. Bye. Okay, Mark.
Let's talk about another one of our good sponsors, Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service. Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service, in business since 1977, offering you plumbing repairs, change out fixtures. He offers free estimates, and they can replace old sinks, toilets, and faucets. Any kind of service work needed, he can do. He's licensed, he's insured, and his licensed master plumber number is 636. So give Robert Perron a call today, 336-1776. No job too big or too small for the experts over at Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service. Again, 336-1776 or 363-5874 for Mr. Robert Perron Plumbing Repair Service. Give Robert a call today.
Hey, Mark, I have something for maybe for Floyd Swallow, if he's listening in. And someone the other day I mentioned to you, I forgot who I said it was looking for some old 78 records and stuff, and I point him towards Floyd's. But he commented something about Travis Martin and stuff, and he was talking about someone that worked for Floyd years ago called Sleepy Hoffpower. I never heard of him. I wonder, did you hear of him?
Yes, Sleepy Hoffpower was a very well-known Cajun musician, and I think Sleepy played with, what's his name? Happy Fats. I think Sleepy was a very well-known, I don't know if he played guitar or fiddle, but Sleepy was a well-known musician.
That's who that was. Okay, you know, and speaking of Happy Fats, you might remember this. The years and years ago, during the Happy Fats time, there was a guy, a local guy, and his name was Pretty Boy Floyd. Remember Pretty Boy Floyd?
No.
Floyd
from
Ville
Platte?
Yeah, from Ville Platte, and I think he played in a band or something like that. And the reason I'm saying that, that brought it up, because I made friends with his wife on Facebook, Miss B., and their son, Ronnie, was my good friends growing up, and I lost track of them. So we just made friends on Facebook. We talked about old things. But Pretty Boy Floyd was his name. And they'd come to the skating ring. He could skate that man, you know, and stuff like that. And they'd come. The whole bunch would come. But anyway.
So he played with Happy Fats?
He had something to do with Happy Fats. Maybe Floyd, if he's listening, or someone can tell me something. But something to do with Happy Fats. But the nickname was Pretty Boy Floyd.
All right. So maybe somebody out there can fill us in,
yeah.
Mike.
Floyd Richard.
363-2124. Sitting on Numero Phone as we talk about H2O pools and supplies. And mes amis, les fraîcheurs est arrivée. The cool weather is here, finally. And it's time to decide whether to cover your pool or leave it open. Bring in your water to have it sampled. H2O Pools and Supplies will run it through their winterized program and advise you on how to prepare your pools properly for the winter season. They've got the Metronics Dolphin automatic pool cleaners for in-ground and above-ground pools, as well as the ladders and maintenance equipment. Above-ground pool liners are in stock in various sizes. H2O Pools and Supplies are all stocked up, and they're ready for you. Visit them. Two locations to better serve you. Here in Ville Platte at 215 East Pine, and in Eunice at 330 North CC Dusson. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 at both locations. And in Eunice, they're open Saturdays from 9 to 12 noon. Give them a call for any questions you might have here in Ville Platte. The number to call, 363-6729. And in Eunice, their phone number to reach them is 546-6999. H2O Pools and Supplies, open for 30 years and counting.
Mark, this was not the Civil War, but it was in 1965. And I'm going to mention these names because I'm sure our good friend Mr. Dornell might be listening in. 1965, I would imagine that's when Sheriff Elaine Pete was there. Some of his deputies that time was Dornell Gurry, Simon Duplessis, Elwood Prudhomme, Floyd Swallow. I didn't know Floyd was a deputy. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah,
I didn't realize that. Ray Vail, Mary Correll, and investigator Paca Fusilier. Then there's Tony Edward Johnson, Leicester Gurry, Walter DeVille, and Sidney Strother. Yeah, so when I saw the picture, I saw Floyd. I said, yeah, but I didn't know he was a...
You remember Floyd was a sheriff at one time.
No, but wait a minute. Hold on. This Floyd here. Okay.
This is not the same Floyd Swallow as our record shop guy. This is Floyd that was later became the sheriff.
Well, the reason
he was the investigator,
okay.
Detective.
Yeah, I remember Floyd. You know what threw me off? Because when I looked at the picture, it does resemble Floyd. in his younger days a little bit.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like the Floyd Swallow we knew. That's why I said, well, I didn't know he was one. But I'm sure you're right. 65, Floyd Swallow, the old former sheriff was there. Okay, well, that threw me off. Okay, save your badge, Floyd. Sorry about that. Anyway, Mark, you want to play something for us
right quick? Yes, sir.
Something for Miles Briley.
Whether you just found it or you've lived there for years, you'll never forget that feeling. It was something that made you realize this house would become your home. And since there's no place like it, it deserves protection just as special. A local Allstate agent can help you customize an Allstate house and home insurance policy and point out lots of ways to save, like claim-free rewards, extra savings every year you don't file a claim. Call Villeplatte Allstate agent Charlene Briley or her staff at Miles Briley Agency today. They're at 222 North Chautauqua and Villeplatte. Call 363-6767. Coverage and discounts subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Rewards feature optional. Savings vary. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company.
All right, 363-2124. We want to hear from you. We got about 34 minutes left in our program, something like that. Well, actually, about 28 minutes left in our program. Give us a call here on La Tosta Cafe.
One thing I wanted to mention, Mike, that we are in need of more Tradio listings. You know, we do Tradio four times a week on KVPI. We do it twice in English and twice in French, and our listings are diminished quite a bit. So we're asking people, if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, there's no cost at all. If you have, if you would like us to advertise it for you, we do it four times a week at no cost to you. The only thing we don't advertise is real estate, but anything movable from cars to everything else, we will advertise it for you at no charge. All we ask you to do, you can fax it, 363-3574. You can mail it to Tradio, KVPI, P.O. Box J, Villeplatte. You can email it to us at kvpiamfm@gmail.com, or you can just drop it off. And we need a name and we need a phone number. That's all. And we'll take it from there. So we need more Tradio listings. So if you or someone you know has some items for sale, or they want to trade, or they want to buy something, let us know so we can advertise it for you on Tradio.
Mark, is there a limit as far as to say what you're selling something for before you can post it, like a $500 limit or no limit at all? Huh?
No limit at all.
Okay, good. Now, it seemed like years ago.
We did have a limit at one time.
That's what I thought. Okay. Hey, bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Hey, Mr. Mike, I forgot to let you know. I got something for you. Pass at the house if you can today.
It won't be today, but I'll pass the first chance I get, Charles. Okay, I have some errands to run. I have an appointment actually at 10 o'clock.
Hey, so. Because I got something for you. I want to give you. I hope you like it.
Okay, I get a chance, I'll stop by. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Charles. 363-2124. Mike, while we wait, let's talk about one of Charlie's favorite places to talk about, and we're talking about a great place to eat. And that's the Pizza Shack in Opelousas, founded by Louisiana's own Tony and Elaine Parity back in 1988. And they have been independently owned at the same location for more than 33 years. They serve their customers and the community with not only friendly service, but a great family dining atmosphere the Southern way. Pizza Shack customers not only enjoy the freshest and finest ingredients, but their signature sauces made fresh every day, and one-of-a-kind dough always made from scratch. And their dining area has TVs for sports and entertainment, as well as video poker and the state-of-the-art jukebox. But come discover the most well-known secret in Opelousas. They have daily specials at Pizza Shack and absolutely, without a doubt, the coldest beer in town. Pizza Shack, the place to meet your friends. Call and order your delicious pizza at their Opelousas location, 337-948-4838. Pizza Shack is conveniently located at 1242 Edith Street in Opelousas. Open for business Monday through Thursday from 11 to 10, and Friday and Saturday, 11 to 11. And they're open Sundays to better serve you from 5 to 10 p.m. So go by and visit with the friendly folks, Tony and Elaine Parity and the crew at Pizza Shack in Opelousas, and tell them you heard this message on La Tosta Cafe.
All right, you got my mouth watering there, Mark. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Comment les affaires ce matin, mes partenaires?
Hey, Monsieur Gallo, comment ça va ce matin?
Oh, meilleur que ça, là. C'est c'est les deux cas d'hôpital pas malades.
Jamais de la vie.
Oui.
qui vous brasse ce matin?
Je suis dans le jardin à Pératonné, là.
Ouais? Qui t'a planté comme ça?
J'ai planté de la moutarde, là. Ça sent comme si un peu d'herbe qui veut prendre un autre, ça fait.
How you call a turnip? A navi?
A navi.
You planted some of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
That's la bonne affaire, ça, là.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Mr. Mark.
I've had it, too bon. Yes, sir, I enjoy that.
Oh, mais ça, c'est bon, ça. Tu coupes ça comme un morceau de banane avec du sel, c'est bon, ça.
Oh, you better. In fact, I cooked some during the week. Or maybe it was over the weekend. I cooked some with some pork meat, and then I cooked that on the side. Oh, Lord, c'est bon. But you're right. While I trim it, I put a little bit of salt and black pepper, and I test it while it's still raw.
Please, avec Mr. Roland Saucier.
Rollins Saucier, yeah, all right.
C'est mon ami, je travaillais c'est pour lui, dans ce temps.
Oh, yeah, je me rappelle de Mr. Rollins, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Il est un gros parleur, il aime assez parler, lui.
Oh, yeah?
J'ai dit, dans l'ouvrage, Jack, arrête de parler, elle va parler un autre jour.
Il aime charrer, hein?
Oh, il aime assez charrer.
Mm-hmm.
Il m'appelait Calvon. Calvon!
Ouais, je connais ce garçon. Je connais ce garçon.
Je connais tous ces garçons.
There you go. Il y a un qui s'appelle Ron, je crois, hein?
Mais c'est quoi ça, oui?
Ouais, Ron Saucier.
Oui. Et tu crois que c'était dans le ton noir?
Exactement. Je crois qu'il y a Kurt et Kent, quelque chose comme ça.
Keith et Kent.
Keith et Kent, exactement. Keith et Kent, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Mr. Charlie.
Il a pré-improuvé. Hopefully, he'll be back soon.
Oh, mais dis à l'Allemand qui se dépêche de venir.
We told him that he's doing the best he can. I'm sure as soon as he can, he'll be here. Yes, sir.
He's not back in this issue.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to take some therapy, I believe, right now. I'm not sure, but he's going to be back as soon as he can.
C'est bon book, ça. Quand il va revenir back, va aller vous donner un visité.
There you go. Il aimerait ça beaucoup.
Ah oh, ouais, je n'ai pas vu lui. Connais-vous, Mr. Mike? Je n'ai pas vu Mr.
Mr. Charlie?
Non.
Viens le joindre, il sera bien content avec ça.
Mr. Mark?
Yes, sir.
Je ne t'ai pas vu déjà. Je parle avec toi en vidéo, mais je n'ai jamais vu.
Well, you're invited to come visit us.
Anytime you want to come visit with us, you're welcome to come over, my friend.
Vous avez des bons camarades, yeah.
Oh, and are you a bon temps? Yes, sir.
Et puis, Jack, ça parle pas français, mais Jack, ça parle bien à l'anglais.
Oh, exactement.
Et ça chante bien aussi.
Yeah, c'est des chanteurs.
Et les musiciens, et ça joue la bonne musique.
Exactement. Il y a un qui était le district attorney. Vous appelez de lui, je crois, hein? Earl Taylor.
Ouais, je m'en appelle de lui, des années passées. Bon box.
There you go.
Il dit de la main.
Comment?
S'il peut le dire, il dit de la main.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
Exactement.
He'll help you if he can.
Oh, yeah. Il a aidé un tas du monde.
Oui. C'est bon box.
Yes, sir.
Mais Gallo, t'as pu faire un bon job, boss. J'ai pas besoin de trop longtemps.
All right, Mr. Gallo, thank you for the phone call, mon ami. Soyez-vous, OK?
Mon ami, vous a pas appelé encore.
Qui c'est ça?
Monsieur, call de Navi.
Non, il a appelé l'autre jour, mais pas aujourd'hui.
He did call.
Il a appelé l'autre jour, mais pas aujourd'hui.
J'avais dit, Mr. Mike, il faut continuer dans un phone call. T'as pas honte, hein?
Il a fait ça. Yes, sir.
Oui. Mais gars, soyez-vous l'autre.
Bien, merci, Mr. Gallo. All right, bye-bye.
Let's hear a message, Mike, and we'll pick up some more calls sur la tasse de café.
All right.
Here's a special message from Beth James, the owner of James Farms in nearby Prairie Roan. Our goal at James Farms is to grow and mill the best rice we can achieve and protect the land that we steward for the future. From our farm to your table, we're proud to offer you Prairie Roan rice. Our rice variety cooks evenly and provides a good source of grain for your family. Our long grain rice variety is gluten-free from non-GMO plants. Our farm has been managed by Rolando Sanchez for over 35 years. and we hope you enjoy what we've reaped from the heart of rice country in Louisiana. Available locally in Ville Platte at Champagne's Grocery and Champagne's in Lafayette. And you can buy Prairie Roan rice at Benny's Supermarket in Opelousas. Be sure to ask your grocer to start carrying Prairie Roan rice. Visit their website for more information about James Farms and our products at prairieroanrice.com. That's Prairie Roan rice, from our farm to your table.
All right, Mark, before we pick up another call, that's all for you, my friend.
We're going to talk about, Mike, you and I talked about barbershops the other day. Well, let's talk about a very popular, well-known barbershop right here in Ville Platte, and that's Allen's Barbershop, one of our great sponsors to KVPI La Tasta Cafe at 108 West Main pour les haircuts et les hairstyling. Viens visiter avec les FOMO Allen's Barbershop. Capris, servir notre territoire pour les générations de les FOMO. Allen's Barbershop est ouvert 7 heures le matin jusqu'à 5 heures l'après-midi, mardi en travers de vendredi, et sont ouverts le samedi. That's right, they're open Saturday mornings to better serve you from 7 to 12 noon. Visit them on Facebook. You can even make appointments on Facebook to see the folks at Allen's Barbershop. Walk-ins are always welcome. They're your family hair care headquarters for men, women, and children. Come as a customer and leave as a friend. Allen's Barbershop, 108 West Main in Ville Platte. Call 363-0455 and tell the ladies there at Allen's Barbershop you heard this message on KVPI. Mike?
All right. Bien, merci, Mark. And you know what? Let's pick up another phone call. Bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle? Hello?
Boo.
Hello? Brad, that's you?
Yeah.
What's going on, Brad?
Hey. Yes? I decided to call just to say, you know, we're talking about Floyd homeless.
Floyd what?
Floyd Swallow?
Floyd Swallow? Uh-huh.
Floyd Cormier. Pretty Boy Floyd.
Oh, yeah, Pretty Boy Floyd. Floyd Richard.
Floyd, yeah, but he was the go-bar Floyd Cormier, Mark.
No, Floyd Cormier was on Channel 10. He was an announcer or something. This is Pretty Boy Floyd. He played the drums, if I'm not mistaken, in a band. And I want to say he played with Happy Facts.
It's two different people. I thought he was the one that had that radio station in Opelousas for a while.
No, it's not the same one, Brad. I know who you're talking about, but it's not. In fact, Floyd Cormier at one time was on Channel 10, I believe, also.
And Channel 3.
You talked about Happy Facts. It made me think when years ago.
Uh-huh.
I thought, yeah, well, good. No, you see, we don't just call to give information. We can receive information.
There you go. That's one way to look at it, huh?
And the one that you don't see Floyd, the Richards, contact with his son no more.
Uh-huh.
About a few years, he's dead.
Yeah, I, you know what? I knew that. In fact, that's how I met his mom. His sister lives in Lafayette. She's good friends with my sister. And we've been communicating. And his mom, I saw her. So I asked her to be my friend. And we became friends. We going back and forth. And she even showed me some
pictures. I had the wrong item mixed up. Excuse me.
No, that's okay. But there is a Ford of Floyd Cormier. But this is Floyd, Pretty Boy Floyd Richard.
I heard you say, well, I lost contact with his son, Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie Richard.
I want to remind you that, that's why you lost contact with him.
Yeah, that was the Ronnie Richard.
4 years, Ron is gone now.
You got that one right. Uh-huh, you sure did. He had a sister named Gwen and I think maybe one named Lynn. 50-50,
I got half.
Uh-huh.
50-50.
Anyway, that's it, my friend.
All right, man. Let me let you go.
Thank you, Brad. Bye-bye. All right, Mark, we don't have any more calls at the moment. You got something for us?
Yes, sir. On va charrer à Star pour le Ville Platte Transmission, located at 1014 West Lincoln. Come in and let the experts with over 48 years of experience get you back on the road. They can repair and work on any make or model vehicle, and they offer small engine repair work too, including four-wheelers, generators, lawnmowers, weed eaters, and all small engine service work. And they offer free towing with major repairs. One-day service in most cases. Financing is available with approved credit, too. Compare their prices on labor and parts. They're much lower than the competition. Come on into Ville Platte Transmission for your AC repair work, too. and they offer nationwide warranty on all of their work, and they accept fuel, man. Come by and visit with owner Mr. Alan Moore and his staff at Villeplat Transmission at 1014 West Lincoln. Give them a call today, 363-4897, and they're open Monday through Thursday from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. Mike?
All right. Bien, merci, Mark. Alors, ramassez le pont à corps et bonjour. Qui c'est qui parle?
Ça, c'est Mercelique. Comment ça va ce matin?
Hi, Miss Mercelique. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Well, yeah, I was lying down and listening to, I'm being lazy this morning, listening to the toss. And I recall when we were growing up, my mom and my daddy used to take us to the cemetery at the Trouvon Baptist Church in Grand Prairie. And they didn't have no paint. We would use some whitewash. They would call that some show.
Whitewash, that's it. Correct. Absolutely.
That was the tradition. Yep.
And we used to go paint like the family, you know, had was deceased, we'd paint their grave, and we had more, and we would paint other people's grave. But, you know, some people, they don't like you to do that.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, but my daddy would say, well, they don't have to come to me about it. And we would laugh, you know.
Yeah,
but I passed. I don't know if I should say that. I passed by the Cypress Missionary Baptist Church, and I was looking at that graveyard. You talk about a neat graveyard.
Really? Uh-huh. Good.
And, everything. They ain't got one grave in there that not taken care.
Well, you know, and it's probably what you're saying. People are pitching in to do that, I'm sure.
I don't know, but the way I understood, I think that's the members. Some of the members is doing that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, you know, the way the graveyard is picture is tore like back at the church. I mean, just like if you would keep up your own yard.
That's the one Grand Prairie, you said?
No, that's in Villeplat, the Cypress Baptist Church. That's by the James Stephen High School.
Oh, yeah. I know the one you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, Cypress, okay.
Cypress Missionary Baptist Church. And I passed that the other day, and I called my sister, and I told her, I said, boy, you kid. She said, look, don't act funny, no. Because, you see, we used to do that when we were young.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know who's doing it. But I hope the Cypress don't get offended for me saying that. But I admire that cemetery.
They're doing a good job, huh?
Doing a good job. So, look, y'all doing a good job, too. And I heard about all the sick ones getting back on their feet. God is good.
Yeah, you better believe it. Thank you so much.
Well, have a blessed day, babe.
Okay, babe. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you, Miss Mercelique.
All right.
We're going to talk about Bearwood Furniture Center. And they're located on I-40, right off I-49 between Karen Crow and Sunset on Evangeline Thruway. That's the only location, and you can find them on Facebook or visit their website, BearwoodFurnitureCenter.com. You can call them at 337-896-5203. Now that we're getting into the holiday season, boy, you're going to find some great gift ideas. Just in time for Christmas time for adults and children. They can custom build to fit your dreams. Cypress tables, bedroom sets, bar stools, swings, gliders, rockers. They have children's furniture. Great craftsmanship. Come in and visit with the friendly folks at Bearwood Furniture Center, where they can custom build to fit your dreams. Mike, let's hear a message with you, then we'll pick up some more calls.
Absolutely, Mark. We can do that. Here's something right now from Mr. Perry Pete Ford.
Perry Pete Ford Company is your Ford dealer in Eunice, offering new and used Ford automobiles, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, all at great prices. Come in and let one of their professional salespeople show you their huge selections to choose from. You'll find the car or truck of your dream from their selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, if they don't have what you're looking for, they can find that right vehicle for you. If you're looking for a great deal on a Ford truck, you'll find it at Perry Pete Ford in Eunice. The Ford F-150 is the ultimate work truck, featuring impressive torque and fuel economy. They offer new and pre-owned trucks, and they offer factory incentives, low finance rates, factory warranties, and most important, a friendly staff and professional service. Come in and have a cup of coffee with them. Let them show you why more and more people shop at Perry Pete Ford, 3420 Highway 190 East in Eunice, or phone 457-2231 or 1-800-848-7395.
All right, bien merci. And we got about 8 minutes left in our program. We still have phone for a couple of calls. Give us a call, 363-2124.
Tomorrow, Mike, I want to devote the whole hour to talk about traditions of Halloween. Cajun traditions of Halloween. You're not supposed to step on a crack. Be careful of the black cats in front of you. Don't break a mirror and stuff like that, Mike. Traditions or bad luck situation involving Halloween. While we wait for another call, let's talk about Epic Insurance, everyone's personal insurance center, because your future is never clear. Epic Insurance is here for you. They're located on 6th Street in Mamou with Miss Bridget Bofa, owner and agent of Epic Insurance, who can cover all of your insurance needs, like insurance for your car, home, mobile home, umbrella insurance, RV insurance, flood insurance, liability insurance, business insurance, even life insurance and disability. Call Miss Bridget today. Her phone number is 468-3742. She's an insurance agent with many, many years of experience that will stand behind you when times get tough. In the heart of Mamou downtown comes Epic Insurance, everyone's personal insurance center. Give Miss Bridget a call today at 468-3742 or visit their location, their office at 508 6th Street in Big Mamou.
You know, Mark, in 1964, I vaguely remember that, but that wasn't the same time as Miss, not Riders, but the Donuts, Stella's Bakery. We had a Shepherd's Donuts here in Ville Platte.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm trying to remember. I vaguely remember it. I'd want to say it's on Main Street, probably where the Nail Place is right now. It says located on East Main next to Hill's Grocery. And I think there was a Hill's Grocery in that area. But if I remember it, I was just, 13 years old. But to me, there was one that I don't think it lasted more than maybe a couple of years or something. But there was one. So if anybody has any memories on that, in fact, I had a grand opening on December the 4th and the 5th. They were giving away some prize for $100, $50, and $25, stuff
wow.
like that. So anyway, someone might have some memories of that. If not today, can give us a call on that tomorrow. We'll check it out.
That's right. 363-2124. We only have a few minutes left in the program. Let's hear a message with you, Mike.
All right. We can do that. Let's hear something from Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Did you know that over half of the U.S. population tests positive for one or more allergens, including pollen, dust mites, animal dander, food, and stinging insects? Do you suffer through months of runny noses, congestion, and asthma, or even be at risk for a visit to the emergency room? It's time to stop suffering and start fighting your allergies. Doctors Bernard Frugier, Dr. Bina Joseph, and Dr. Andrew Collins at the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center in Lafayette are fellowship-trained and certified by the American Board of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology. They treat patients of all ages. The Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center can treat your allergies and change your life. Call Dr. Frugier, Dr. Joseph, or Dr. Collins today to schedule your appointment. 337-981-9495 or visit their website for more information at allergyla.com. That's the Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology Center of Southwest Louisiana.
All right, and we are back. Mark, it looks like we might have a call. Let's see if we got it. Bonjour, qui c'est qui parle?
Oh, it's Camille again.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm calling about the Shepherd Place.
I was thinking maybe you knew something about it. Tell me about it.
On Main Street, now across, basically across from City Hall, okay. By that corner, that Mr. Hill's store was behind that.
Okay.
You know, that was Hill's store.
Okay.
I'm on Main Street right there, and maybe it's a finance company, or maybe it's where the, I don't know where that bulldog thing is, but it's right there. There was a Dairy Frost there one time, too. That's an all long time ago. Yeah, I was about 5 years old, I guess, or six.
That wasn't the one by the Platt Theater?
Well, it's across the street, though.
Okay. The
old plant.
The old bank you're talking about.
I'm across from City Hall right
okay.
now. City Hall where it is right
that's
now.
That's correct. Okay. The old, when you said City Hall, I was thinking the old City Hall. You're right. I got you now.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. On East Main.
Okay.
And
okay.
I forgot who ran it, but the Shipley Donut took over, and it was right there. And I think it was there for a year or two, probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. It didn't last real long, but then... Now, would that be in the same place where Mr. Alex C. had that little, like you said, hamburger stand or something?
Yes, that was there, and I don't know what that was called, but that was that building.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too, from the little bit I remember.
At that time, that part of, like y'all would call that old Mexico, that whole area...
Yeah, little Mexico. Oh, yeah, yes.
all the way down there. It was a, there was a lot of stuff going on, you know. But we walk and go to the show, and there was just a lot of stuff going on Main Street at that time.
Absolutely. We can talk about that one day, too, huh?
I think your dog wants to get in on the act.
Is that your dog or is that Randy?
No, Randy's not quite that feisty, I promise. No, that's my dog. They think they want to be on KPI.
What's the name of your dog, Camille?
What? I'm sorry?
What's the name of your dog?
I have two dogs. I have Rudy and Pete.
Which one's barking?
Pete.
Hello, Pete. You're on the radio.
Joe Pete. We call him Joe Pete.
Joe Pete's barking at Rudy.
Anyway, it's a show over here. Vice barking. Okay, well, y'all have a great day, and I'm glad I got to contribute that. I wish we still had a Shipley.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. It's good. That's some good memory. I vaguely remember I was about 13 years old, but I remember something. But when you said this location, yes.
I'm just going to question this before I hang up. I understand, or I saw, that the Café La Salle is going to reopen, or that there'll be a new business there. Do y'all know anything about it?
Café La Salle is getting ready to reopen again, yes.
Good, and they're going to be serving in the day and in the evening?
That I don't know, but the sign says that she's getting ready to reopen, and I bumped into her at the fair, and she's going to reopen. I possibly expanded hours, but I'm not sure.
Right. Okay, good. Well, I was wondering, somebody asked me about it. I said I read it on the sign, but I wasn't sure if it was she that was going to open it or if somebody else had bought it or something.
Yeah. That sounds great. Good to know that. And I think what happened, if I'm not mistaken, they were helping with the COVID situation at the park, and they were feeding the people there. I think that's what happened. So something like that.
I know. They had a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm glad to know. Okay, y'all.
Awesome. Thanks,
have a good one.
Thanks, Camille.
Okay,
bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Mike, we got another sponsor to talk about. Lakeview Park every weekend in October. Join Lakeview Park and Beach for pumpkin carving, decorating contests, and trick-or-treating. Join the folks at Lakeview this weekend for their Halloween adult costume contest. And you don't want to miss this weekend's entertainment. It's the band One Trick Pony performing live this Saturday night, 8 to 11 at the Lakeview Barn. And when the day is over, you can relax at one of their 95 RV sites located across a huge 42-acre park equipped with a large selection of traditional as well as high-tech amenities. There's always something going on at Lakeview Park and Beach at 1717 Veteran Memorial Highway, 3 miles north of Eunice. Call the office at 337-457-2881 for Lakeview Park.
All right, Mark, you know, speaking of pumpkins and all this stuff here, look what they do with pumpkins today. We used to have a pumpkin was a pumpkin. Look what my little granddaughter did to her pumpkin.
Wow.
They paint them, they put bow ties on them, they put, it's...
That looks great.
Yeah, pink nose, the eyes, the ears, and everything. But that's what they do today, Mark. It's not like in our days, huh?
It's changed a lot, yes.
We cut out the eyes.
Yeah, if we can do that.
If we can do that. So that's it, Mark?
That's it.
All right. Bien merci to the resort. Thank you all for listening to us, and thank all of you who called in. We appreciate that. Mark and Mike's going to be back with you again tomorrow morning. So we hope you all have a good evening, and stay tuned for more music on KVPI.